Blog Talk Radio.
What a wonderful day it is. Today is May the 12th, 2021. Welcome. Welcome to Wednesday midweek Bible study. We agree with God's plan today. He's an awesome plan for each one of his children. He said, I know the thoughts I have for you. They are good thoughts, not evil, to give you a great future and a great hope. Welcome today. Thank God for you. You know, 2 Timothy 2:15 says, you know, study to show ourselves pleasing to God. But not only do we have to study, we have to read, study, and obey the word of God and apply it to our lives. So that's what we do. We read, study, and apply it to our daily lives. Thank God for you, you and you, each one of you. Thank God for you joining us to study the word of God today. You know, we serve an awesome God. He's mighty and powerful. He's holy. He's righteous. He is the King of Kings. There's no God that can compare to our God. No, 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 no. He's the only true and living Father, the only true and living God. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are. You are mighty. You are holy. Be lifted up, our King. We come to you today, Lord God, repenting before you for anything that we've done against your will. Oh, God, any sins of omission, commission. You know, Lord, many times you tell us things to do and we forget. But forgive us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to carry out what you want us to carry out daily, Lord God. Help it to be a daily walk close to you, Lord God. Help us to walk close to you on a daily basis, oh, God. There is no God great like you. And, Father, we put on our whole armor protection today. Oh, you didn't leave anything out your plan. So, Father, we put the helmet of salvation on, breastplate of righteousness. Our loins are girded about with truth. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we have the sword of the Spirit in one hand, the shield of faith in the other, and you are our rear guard. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We bless you. You are almighty. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. Oh, Lord, I thank you that you reveal yourself to us. Not only do you reveal yourself, you'll give us secrets. Hallelujah. Help us to search him out. Search out all those secrets that you give us, oh, God. And we are grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name. You know everything concerning us. Oh, Lord, you have searched us and known us. You're the one who created us, put us in our mother's belly in the name of Jesus. And you have been with us before the foundations of the earth. So, Lord, we are so grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. We are guaranteed that you will never leave us. We are guaranteed you won't forsake us. And we know for sure that you are a loyal King. You are loyal and faithful. What a mighty God we serve. We are so grateful, Lord God, that we are yet in the land of the living. We have not finished our race yet. We're still running the race. Lord, many times we have hurdles to jump over and mountains to climb. But, Lord, I thank you, oh, God, that you are victorious God and we have victory in our lives over everything that come up against us in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, every time Goliath roar, oh, yeah, we have victory over our Goliath. We have victory over everything because you are victorious, God. And we are grateful today, Lord God, that you came on Wednesday midweek Bible study before we did. What a great Father you are. You are so awesome. We can't begin to thank you enough. Oh, God, we cannot begin to thank you enough. You are Jehovah Elohim, and you are most powerful. We thank you that you are Adonai, the Lord, our God. And there's no God greater than you, Lord God. You are the Most High God, Jehovah Elyon. And, Lord, I thank you that you even know our fingerprints, not only our name. The song says he knows our name. You not only know our name, you know our fingerprints, our footprints, and our voice print. What a mighty God. You gave them to us. So we are grateful, and we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We come today to honor your presence, to give you glory. Say that you are our God. Thank God he's ordering our steps in his word. You know the Bible, the word of God, that word that we can read. But we love the words that we hear from his mouth. Job said, in his word, Job, he said, I love the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Now, you know that's some kind of love. So I thank God. I love the word of God more than my necessary food. Sometimes God gives you scripture and you go like, well, what does that mean? You got to read it and study it and search it out. So today, I welcome each of you. Today is May the 12th, 2021. What an awesome day it is, because our God made it and everything he made is good. So this is a good day. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We will say of the Lord, he is our refuge, our fortress. My God, in him will we trust. Surely he shall deliver us from the snare of the fowl and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. In his truth, shall be our shield and our buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What an awesome God we serve. He's so mighty. He's so great. I thank the Lord for who he is, because I know he's my God. He's my Father, my King. He claimed me, and he made me wise enough to claim him. Oh, today we got to praise the Lord some more. We have with us Minister Glory Dean Charlotte from Marrero, Louisiana. We're going to ask her to play and sing a song of praise. Good afternoon, Minister Glory Dean. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I always put it on mute. I'm very sorry. Yeah, I'm doing fine today. I thank God of who he is. I thank the Lord. Thank God. I thank God. He's such a good God. Such a good God. Hallelujah. Just bring us together in one accord and thing, and fellowship together. So I'm going to sing this song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello?
We can.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I can hear
anything. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, that's good. and perfect come from you. You're the heart of my contentment, God. Hopeful all I do. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You are the center of my soul, Jesus. You are the center of my soul. Oh, Jesus. You are, you're the center of my soul, Jesus. You're the center of my soul. Oh, God, that's why I'm never alone. You reign in my heart and over my life. Thank you, God. Never alone, God. You're the center of my soul.
My joy.
Oh, thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He is the center of my life. Amen. Jesus is the center of our souls. We just love the Lord, and we thank God that he loves us more than we love him. He's so awesome. My God, nobody can love us like Jesus. Thank God. He's the center of our souls. Amen, amen. Thank God for each of you coming on today. Thank God for what he's doing. We're going to ask Sister Talana if she would say a prayer for senior citizens today all over the world. Good afternoon, Sister Talana, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Sister G?
Doing great.
And midweek Bible study participants. Praise the Lord. God, we come to you in an humble way, Lord God, praying for our seniors and our elderly. Daddy, asking that if any of them are in any type of assisted living facility, if they're in a nursing home, if they're in a retirement home, Lord God, and they need assistance, we're thanking you in advance for giving them the right people, the right essential workers that will work with them to give them the needs and meet their needs. We're praying, Lord God, for their minds. Lord God, praying that they will get the right nutrition, Lord, and that people will not forget them, that we, even us, Lord God, all of us, Lord God, that have loved ones in facilities or loved ones in homes or loved ones in retirement homes, Lord God, wherever they may be, if they're over the age of 65 and above, Lord God, we're praying that we not forget them, Lord God, that we continue to honor them, Lord God, and respect them. Praying, Lord God, for their hedge of protection. Praying, Lord God, that they don't get wrote off, Lord God, for your word says, Lord God, for us to honor those that have the rule over us and those that are in authority, Lord God, for us to continue to pray for them. So, Father, as we're honoring them for being seniors, we're honoring them for being older, of an older generation, Lord God, we ask, Lord, that you could just continue to provide them with the health and the needs that they need. Protect them again from danger seen and unseen. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Talana. We appreciate it. Well, Bible time, Bible time, Bible time. Get your Bibles out. Get your Bibles ready. Going to be doing scripture search. You know how we do it. I state the scripture. You find the scripture, say your name, and read it. Don't tell me you got it. Just read it. So one, you know, more than one person can read it. So we thank God for each of you. Well, the first scripture is Proverbs 20, 20, verse 22. Proverbs 20, 22. What does it say? State your name and read it.
Rhonda, Proverbs 20, 22, it says, do not say, I will recompense evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you.
Amen. Thank you, Cousin Rhonda. Thank God for you being on today. All right. Next scripture says, Genesis 23, 1. Scripture search, Genesis chapter 23, verse 1. First one, find it. State your name and read it.
Sister Vivian, this I read it. And it reads as thus, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things.
Is that Genesis 23, verse 1?
Oh, I'm sorry. 24. Okay, 23. All right, 23 and 1 said, and Sarah was 127 years old. There were the years of the life of Sarah. These were the.
Thank you so much. All right. Next scripture. Psalm 7, verse 4. Psalm 7, verse 4.
Brother Brian, Psalm 7, verse 4 reads, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is my enemy.
Thank you, Brother Brian. You guys are on the ball. Thank God for you all. All right, next scripture. Psalm 16, verse 1. Psalm 16, verse 1. Y'all are doing a great job. Keep it rolling.
Psalm 16, verse 1. This is Rhonda. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust.
Amen. Good job. All right, last scripture in this series. Mark chapter 16. Verse 19, Mark 16, verse 19. First one, find it.
All right, Sister Vivian. Mark 16 and 19 reads as thus. And then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God.
Amen. Awesome. Yes, indeed. We all, that was really good. Everybody did a great job. Thank God for you all. That's what we got to do. Search the word. Search the word every day. Search the scriptures daily. So, thank God for the word, the B-I-B-L-E. Basic instructions before we leave the earth. And we're going to leave here one day. Don't know when, but we're going to leave. All right, homework time. Homework time. Homework time. All right, we had to be 34. I'm sorry, was someone saying something to me? All right, who's going to do the homework? Who's going to start? Genesis chapter 34. We have 5 questions and your answer.
Well, I can, Gloria Dean, I can start.
All right, go ahead.
Gloria Dean, okay. Chapter 34, Genesis. Verse 1, where was Dinah going? In the first verse, where was Dinah going?
Praise God, Sister Vivian. She was going. She went to see the daughters of the land.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And number two is verse two. What was the young man's name that devoured Dinah?
It's Kalana. His name was Shechem.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And verse 8. Whoso longeth for the daughter of Jacob?
Ask that question again.
Oh, whoso, S-O-U-L, longeth for the daughter of Jacob? Verse 8, verse 8.
Okay. Shechem longed for the daughter. Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
Whoso longeth for the daughter of Jacob?
It was Shechem.
Yeah, that's right. Now, this is the other verse. 13 to 14. Who wanted the male to be circumcised? You can look at 13 and 14. Who wanted the males to be circumcised?
This is Talana, Jacob's son. I think it was Levi and Reuben. Let me go back and look.
Look at 13 and 14. Who wanted the males? Who wanted them to be circumcised? Who wanted them to be circumcised?
What's the lineage? As the sons of Jacob wanted them to be circumcised.
Right. Yeah, that's right. The sons of Jacob. That is my last. This is my last one. Verse 25. Who killed the males in the city boldly?
What scripture you gave?
25. Who killed the males, the men in the city boldly, very boldly, did it boldly?
Talana, Sister Vivian.
Early. Good.
Who is it? Who answered?
Sister Laney, but the two sons of Jacob, Simeon and...
Okay. Who did the killing? In
the
verse 25, who did
Simeon
the killing?
And Levi. They were Simeon and Levi.
Yeah, Simeon and Levi. Yeah, I think Vivian found that too. Simeon and Levi, that they're the ones that did the killing. Praise God.
Yeah.
That's a question I have.
The first one, Genesis 34 and 7, why was the sons of Jacob angry with him? Why was the sons of Jacob angry with him?
What verse was that?
34 and 7.
This is Rhonda. The disgraceful thing that they did was lay with the with Jacob's daughter.
And what was the disgraceful thing that he did?
Lying with Jacob's daughter.
Okay. what did Shechem agree with his father and her brethren in Genesis 34 and 11?
Could you say that one again?
What did Shechem agree with his father and her brethren What did he agree to do for them?
Mr. Laney, he said he was talking to the Father saying, I want to find grace in your eyes. And whatever you say to me to give, I will give it to you. They have your daughter.
In 34 and 9, what kind of marriage took place there?
A marriage.
What kind of marriage took place? 34 and 9.
Marriages. Your daughter's take out in 9. What kind of marriages? And make your marriages with us. And give your daughters unto us, and take our daughters. They were saying, imagine where you give, we're going to give your daughters, and we're going to take your daughters.
So what kind of marriage made it an interracial marriage then?
Yes.
But you got to ask a question.
I don't know.
You got to ask a question. The answer is in the Bible. I know what you're saying, but the answer has to be in the Bible.
Okay,
you are correct.
All right. Okay, well, let me go to the next
question.
What did they do to Dinah in 34 and 29? What did they do to Dinah in 34 and 29? Well, that's wrong. That's wrong. What did the sons of Jacob ask them in 34, 28, and 29?
What did they do?
What did the sons of Jacob take?
In 28 and 29, they took their sheep, took all the oxen and everything out of the city and the field, and all their wealth and their little ones and their wives, took them captive and spoiled even all that was in the house. They took all after the sons of Jacob, after they killed them, after they were killed.
Okay. And who was raped in 34 and 27? Oh, let's skip that one. Let's skip that one. Okay, that's it.
All right, good job. Who's next? Solana.
Yes, ma'am. This is a true and false question. It can be found in the 5th chapter of the 34th verse. And my question is, Jacob heard that Shechem honored his daughter Dinah. And if you can answer if it's true or false, if it's true, then we know the answer. If it's false, give the correct answer. Jacob heard that Shechem honored his daughter Dinah.
And you said, is that true or false?
I did. Is that true or false?
What is it again? In
the 5th chapter, in the 5th verse, Jacob heard that Shechem honored his daughter Dinah. Is that
that's
true
false.
Or false?
That's false.
Okay.
That's false.
What's the correct answer?
It said false.
I know. Well, okay. So the second question is, what was Shechem's father's name? And it's found in the 8th verse.
Hamor.
Correct.
His name is Hamor. Gloria
correct.
Dean.
State your name.
Hamor. Gloria Dean Hamor.
Correct. This is a fill in the blank. It's in the 27th chapter. The sons of Jacob came upon them.
Oh, what chapter?
That's in 34:27 verse.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The sons of Jacob came upon the slain.
And spoiled the city. They had defiled their city.
Correct, correct.
Mm-hmm.
And they this one is... You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have the question wrote out as this person said, should he deal with our sister as with the harlot? And it's found in the 31st verse. Who is this person?
What's the question again? The question?
The question is, this person said, should he deal with our sister as with the harlot? Who is this person or who is the persons?
Oh, that would be Glory Dean Jacob's sons.
Correct. And the last one is a true or false. It says Dinah was Jacob and Rachel.
I'll be there in 15 minutes. I'll be there in 15 minutes. Thank you.
True. Again, this is a true or false. Dinah was Jacob and Rachel's daughter.
And, okay, I would say, of course. Oh, I don't know. I would say yes, but the thing about it, it could have been a concubine. I don't know.
No, it wasn't.
Sister Lainey, verse 1, she was Leah's daughter.
You're correct. Oh, I forgot to say verse 1. I apologize. Yes, you're right. It was Leah and Jacob's daughter. That's it.
All right. Good job. Who's next? Who's next doing the homework?
My sister covered most of the verses, but let me see if I can find one that we might not have hit yet. This is Sister Lainey.
Okay.
What did Shechem, the son of Haman, the Hivite, do to Dinah, the daughter of Leah? What did he do? There were several things. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's in verse 2. What did he do from the beginning to the end?
You say, what did he do to the daughter? What did he do to Diane?
Right. Diane, how did this thing start?
He defiled. Is that you're looking for defiled? He defiled Diane.
Yes, ma'am, but I want to start with the first thing. What did he do first? Before he defiled her, he saw her. I just want you to say the outline, how he got to the defilement.
He looked
at it. It's a verse 2 outline there.
I don't see. Okay.
After the prince of the country, what did he do?
Oh, well, he saw her. When he saw her,
that's right.
He took her.
Then?
He took her.
Mm-hmm.
And, when he,
mm-hmm.
and then he went and laid with her and defiled her. So
that's what
know,
he did.
That's the question.
Yeah.
I often think
that's
about
it.
I think about that question sometimes because
I just say he raped her.
Oh
yeah,
he did that.
The survivor did not say rape. I looked up the difference between rape and defile. Defile, you know, means what he did. He took her and made her unclean. He made her unclean. Mm-hmm. He defiled her. Made her unclean. And I saw where rape means that you take a person, but you don't even love them. You just want to rape them, you know, ravish and rape them. And it's not no love. But Shechem, he really loved her after.
Yeah.
He loved her. So defile means that he made her impure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And next question, what did he say, what did Shechem say to his father regarding Dinah in verse 4? What did he say to his father?
He said, get her for my wife. Gloria Dean, I want to marry. Get her for my wife. Get her for my wife. Get her for my wife.
That's what he said. Like you said, he fell in love with after he defiled her. But that's a strange criteria for love. And how did the sons of Jacob, Shechem, let me get this right now. How did the son of Jacob feel about what Shechem had done to their sister? In verse 7. How did the sons of Jacob feel after they heard of how Shechem took their sister Dinah? How did they feel? Verse 7.
This Tolana, they were grieved and very wroth.
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right. What was the response of his request to marry into their family when Jacob told him this is the criteria? Well, his first response was, verse 14, when he asked for her, what was the response of Jacob to the request to marry into their family? Verse 14.
Well, what he wanted was circumcision. Circumcision. They had to be circumcised, his daughter, because he didn't want their sister married in a family that was not circumcised. So he said they had to, all males had to be circumcised.
Right. He said we can't even consider this until you get circumcised. That's correct. Let's see. This is what happened on the third day of this dialogue. After they had this talk and Jacob and they had agreed that they would get circumcised so that they could marry each other, daughters, what happened on the third day of this dialogue? It's in verse 25 and 26, just 25. What happened after they had this dialogue? After they talked about you got to be circumcised, they said, okay, we'll do it. After Shechem and the others were circumcised, what happened on the third day?
Well, on the third day, they killed them. They killed them because they knew that it took so many days for that circumcision to heal, and it was very weak at the time. So therefore,
right.
You know, they were able to kill him. He was able to kill him. Take their swords and kill them because it was easy for them because they couldn't move. They kill all the males because they couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. And somebody already answered what were the things that they did to them, whether they took their sheep and so forth. That's been done. Let me see. One more.
Yeah.
What was the word they used at the very end of our discussion in the chapel? How did they describe how they felt about how their sister was treated? Verse 31. Even though they agreed to let them be circumcised and we're going to make this work, but deep down in their mind, they had what they had in mind. How did they describe how they treated their sister? What was the word they used? Verse 31.
It's Talana. Word was harlot.
Mm-hmm. In our day, it's called a prostitute, lady of the night. You treated her like she was a woman for sale.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad indictment on all parts.
Yeah, that was good. Y'all had excellent questions. Anybody else? Homework. Anybody else did their homework? Those were some good questions. Laura Dean, Talana, Vivian, Lanny, Sister Lanny, y'all did excellent questions. I really enjoyed those questions. Anybody else? All right. Well, looks like I don't want to leave anybody out, but it's time for Sister Gloria Dean to do the summary of Genesis chapter 34.
Praise God. Well, thank God for all the questions and everything else just about answered that old chapter. But I will do what I can. But in the beginning, Dinah, that was Jacob's daughter, she wanted to take a walk after they got to Canaan. It's called a Shechem or something. And she decided that she wanted to take a walk to meet the daughters in the land. But when she went out to walk, this is where Shechem, the son of Hamor, he saw her, and he went and he found her, as they say. He took her and he lay with her. When him lay with him, they say he defiled her. He defiled her. He made her impure. And after that, she went to her father, and her father, no, he went to his father say and told his father about her, and he loved her, and he wants to marry her. He told him he had to tell her he lay with her, and he wants to marry her. I want to marry her. Get her from me. Get her as my wife. I guess his father did everything for him. So he got it, and he had to tell Jacob what happened. So he told Jacob what had happened with the daughter, his son and the daughter, and they want to get married. Let's play in a marriage. And Hamor wanted to really get a marriage going on between them. And at the same time, Jacob's sons heard about it, and they were very hurt about that. So they came on in, and they kept talking about getting married. And but what happened is that Shechem said, "Well, I'll give you anything you want me to give you, you know, for me to marry your daughter, Jacob, you know, told him that and the sons to marry Dinah. I'll give you whatever you want." And they talk about dowry gift. They call it a dowry gift. A dowry gift is a good gift. As I looked it up, it's a gift that the bride can give to the groom's side to be happy that they entered, you know, left the daughter into the family. And the same thing, I guess, vice versa for them to give the family a gift. And that's why Shechem wanted to know, "What can I give you? Whatever you want, I give it to you, whatever it is." See, he loved her so much he wanted to marry her. He just loved her. He just fell in love with her. So therefore, they went on. But you know, Jacob's sons, they looked into that, you know. And if you think about it, Jacob's sons told them, "Hey, it's okay. Hey, that's fine." They were just like their father Jacob. You see, Jacob was a trickster. And these boys were a trickster. They had something in mind. You better believe they had something in mind. And they said, "Yes, oh, yes, we'll do that, you know. And, yes, you can marry them, anything." But, he said, "There have to be certain, we will not allow our sister to come into a family that's not circumcised. So all the males have to be circumcised. If everyone be circumcised, then we can come together, your daughters and our sons come together as a family." That's what they wanted. That's what Hamor was talking about, trying to get them to come together, because Hamor knew that wasn't really right what his son had done. But he's trying to get it right like this, using that. You know, you can find all kind of little tricks and everything what people are doing on each side. But anyway, they came forth and they began to have all the men circumcised. So they went on because Hamor went to the group, to the people, and told them, "This is a peaceful group of people, and we want them in our family, and we can be together as a family. Your men, your girls, all of them, they be together." You know, in other words, your men have the girls and the women, and the women have the men, whatever, and we can be a family. He talked them into it. So what happened? All the males were what? They were circumcised. So, and you know, if you look at it again, look at Jacob. When Jacob first saw Rachel, he was so much in love with Rachel. Look how much love he felt. And look like that's the same love that Shechem had for Dinah. Praise God. That's what it looks like to me. So what happened? All the males were circumcised. And as they were circumcised, Simeon and Levi, see, they were tricksters too. You see, they had in mind, after 3 or 5 days, whatever, you're going to be sore. And you can't do much when you're being circumcised. And what they did, Simeon, Levi, they even got sores. They got sores, and they killed every male person in it. Every male that was circumcised, they killed every one of them. And when they killed them all, they took everything that they had. They took all the women, the children, and all in that what they owned, and brought it all to them. They took it, and all that like. And then Jacob was so upset. It's a lot to go into the story, but Jacob was so upset for what Simeon and Levi had done. He said, "Now these armies are going to go against us. We're just a few of us, you know, and they're going to come against us and kill all of us, me and my family." And then Jacob's son told him, said, "Yeah, but our daughter was treated like a harlot or a prostitute, and they didn't like it. So that's why they did what they did, because our daughter was treated like a prostitute." So I just thank God. That's what I learned through the whole story. Praise God.
Amen. That was good. That was really good. I love that summary. Yes, indeed. These stories are very, very interesting. I really, really love these stories. And, you know, the stories, there's so much to learn in these stories. We can learn a lot from the stories. So I thank God there are lessons that we can learn from. My message title today is An Eye for an Eye. Would God be pleased? An Eye for an Eye. Would God be pleased? Some of the scriptures that I found was Leviticus 24:20. And it reads, bruise for bruise, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as one may inflict a blemish on a man, so shall it be rendered to him. Hold on, give me 1 minute here. I'll put everybody on mute. Got a little sound in the background here. Appreciate you all. All righty. The title is An Eye for an Eye. Would God be pleased? Is that what God wants us to do? You know, when someone does something to us, we're going to do something back to them. And most of the time when people do something to us, they don't even know what they've done. You go like, well, why did they act like that? Or why did they? You ever seen somebody, you're going somewhere, maybe you're at the church and you see somebody and you wave at them and they don't wave back. And you see them later, you say, why didn't you wave at me? And they go like, I didn't even see you. But yeah, you know, we got mad about it. We're like, I waved at you and you didn't even wave back at me. You know, that's how we feel. We get angry about it. The next scripture on eye for an eye, it says, don't ever say, this is Proverbs 20, verse 22. Don't ever say, I'll get you for that. Wait for God. He'll settle the score. Some people do actually do things to other people and intend to do it. All right, Romans 12, 17 through 19 says, don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. If you've got it in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. So, you know, we got to learn to let go and let God. Because he knows. God knows what he's doing. He don't make no mistakes. So he doesn't want us to, you know, his commandment says, I want you to love me with everything you got in you. And then I want you to love other people like you love yourself. And so when you love other people like that, you don't have time to be getting back at them and an eye for an eye, revenge and all that. No. And say, I love my sister. I love my brother. You ain't got time to be getting back at them. Have you ever felt like doing something back to someone because they did something to you? You even thought of how you could get even with them for how they made you suffer physically, emotionally, or in any way. You know what children do? Many times the children harm each other physically. I taught second grade, many grades in New Orleans. The second grade class I had, these children were vengeful. I said, I was off sick from work, and a parent called me at home, and she said, well, Miss Gantlin, the children are being mean to my daughter. I said, what are they doing? She said, they throwing rocks at her. They pushed her down and they spit on her. I said, what? I said, I'll be there Monday. I'll deal with that. I mean, these are seven-year-old children, eight at the oldest. I get back and I'm saying, wait a minute. No. And it was the girls. It wasn't the boys. So I let the boys have recess, and the girls, I talk to them. I said, listen. I said, you know what? I've never heard of any such thing. Why do you hate somebody so bad? I said, in this class, we learn to love one another. This is the class where we love each other. I said, I better not ever hear of anything like that ever again. You'll spit on somebody. That's inhumane. That is mean and cruel. And I will not have it in this classroom. You will be punished. So, you know, the school board, of course, you know, you don't spank children now. I could have spanked. If I knew who the ringleader was, she would lead them in doing the wrong thing. They'd follow right behind her. I could have spanked everyone, but since I couldn't spank them, I took their recess for 3 weeks. Oh, every day, Miss Ganley, you can ask her. I said, no, I don't want to hear it. I made them think, and I said, look, I'm not going to guard you either. I'm going to room and eat my lunch. You sit right here in this spot, and you sit Indian style. I had them sit like that for 3 weeks. That I check on them. They didn't even know I was checking on them. But they learned to love one another. They learned a valuable lesson. I made every one of them apologize to that little girl. And I said, now, I don't want you just to hug her. I want you to hold her. I mean hold her. You know, when you hold somebody, your anger will melt. You could be mad at your children. You hold them. That anger gonna melt. I mean, I never heard of anything. Children just being cruel like that. I mean, I'm talking about that was probably in the 90s. This is 2021. That was in the 90s. But I was so upset. I said, you don't treat anybody like that. So, you know, a lot of times when people treat each other an eye for an eye, it's because they've been treated like that. And I'm saying, oh, my God, this little girl, she must have been treated bad for her to treat somebody else like that. It was just so inhumane to me. I'm like, why would you do that to somebody else? But anyway, we learned to love each other in our classroom every year. I would even have circles, and we would sit down and we would talk. And I put something on the board. Today, I was upset because they were even allowed to tell me, Miss Ganlin, I'm upset with you because you took my playtime. Miss Ganlin, I'm upset with you because you told my mom I ain't do my homework. And, you know, I tell them, I'm upset with you because you, you know, you didn't do your homework or whatever it was. We would be in a circle and we would tell each other. And then I said, okay, now, once we told each other what we didn't like, then we said, now, what do you like? Oh, Miss Ganlin, I really like that you have a store in the classroom. Oh, yeah, I like it because, John, he brought me a flower. I like it because, you know, so-and-so helped me do my homework at home yesterday and whatever it was. But those kind of things, when you are able to communicate with somebody and you tell them what you like or what you don't like, what's bothering you, you learn to love that person. You learn to say, okay, I love that person. Let me tell you what. It's a growth process. We got to learn how to love one another. First, we got to learn to love God. Once we love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, we can learn to love each other. We can forgive each other. We don't want to do eye for an eye. So many times, you know, when children are getting into stuff, we get involved in it. But, you know, we're trying to help them out. But sometimes children, they forgive each other quickly. But, you know, when we get older, we go like, oh, no, he did me this, she did me that. No, I ain't going to forgive him. But that's not what God wants. He wants us to learn to forgive each other. Sometimes it's a misunderstanding with somebody else. Sometimes you misunderstand. Sometimes it could have been jealousy, could have been envy. Whatever the reason, forgiveness must come. We may feel like, you know, I'll get even with them, but I will, or I'll get back at them, or they will not get away with doing that to me. No, they won't. But what did God say? We got to learn to love each other. We got to learn it. Because God said if we don't forgive, he won't forgive us. And I tell you what, sometimes you'll say, you don't know what he did to me. You don't know what she did to me. You don't know what they did to me. It doesn't matter. Remember I talked about that last week, how we have to forgive one another? Because God said, listen, Karitha, do you know you put nails in my hands over and over? You put the nails in my feet over and over? You put a crown upon my head over and over? If I can forgive you for doing those things to me, Karitha, you can forgive other people. So God doesn't want us to get back. He don't want us to get even with people eye for eye. In families, we may disagree or even quarrel with each other over something. But let me tell you, when somebody on the outside come against us, No, them family members, everybody gonna get together, just like those brothers in Genesis 34, Jacob's son. They said, "Oh no, he defiled our sister. We gonna get back." But no, no, that's not what God wants. As we read the story, that's what happened. An eye for an eye took place. But God said, you know, that's not what I want. So because Dinah, their sister, was defiled, and she was raped, the brothers decided to take vengeance on the rapist. Not only the rapist, the whole family. I mean, they took it to a whole nother level. You know, and lust, desire is so strong. And that was so strong, it caused him to rape her, defile her, come against Dinah. I mean, she was just going to visit friends. She was minding her own business. And, you know, we got to teach our daughters. Today they have something called date rape. Date rape. Well, you go on a date with somebody. Maybe it's your first date. You don't really know them well, and they rape you. Or maybe you do know them well. But we got to teach our daughters, you know, about this kind of thing. And it's awful. It's awful. But these things happen in 2021 where someone go on a date with somebody and the person will rape them. But we must warn our children, our grandchildren, and we got to pray for them. We got to pray for their protection that, you know, nobody will defile them. Nobody will harass them. We got to pray for their protection. We got to pray that, no defilement will come upon them. In a few minutes, I'm going to call on somebody to pray for, our grandchildren, our grandsons, and our granddaughters, that they will be protected from rape and harassment. You know, even on the job sometimes, you know, people harass. A man harass another woman on the job. If you don't do what I say, I'm going to fire you. No, we don't have to put up with that. Nowadays, we have protection against those things. So as we continue our story and the lesson, we witness wrath. They were angry. Jacob's sons, they were angry because of the defilement of their sister. The brothers of Dinah took her defilement, like I said, to a whole nother level. They set up Shechem, Dinah's rapist, and the whole family, and slaughtered them. You know, we know the story. I know I read it just about every day, and I'm like, whoo, Jesus, these people were cruel, eye for an eye. But God said, no, he don't want that. Have you ever felt angry with a person that offended you, and then you get angry with their whole family? Did you ever feel like harming them? That's what Dinah's brothers did. They didn't just feel like harming and killing Shechem. They took it, eye for an eye. So when we, you know, got saved and you come to Jesus, Jesus said, no, that's not what I want. He said, I came so you could have life and have it more abundantly. Now, Romans 12:17 says, don't hit back. Discover beauty in everyone. Get along with everybody. Oh, if it's in you, get along with everybody. Don't insist on getting even. That's not for you to do. I'll do the judging, says God. I'll take care of it. And a lot of times we misinterpret things that people do. We misunderstand what people say or do to us. And a lot of times when offense comes and we get offended, it's because we've been offended before. Maybe that same thing happened to you over and over. And then when someone else look like they do it, you get offended by that. And you go like, wow, I'm just not talking to you. I'm talking to me too because I get offended too. So I have to say, Lord, help me not to take offense. That's what the scripture said. Offenses will come, but the Lord says, don't take offense. So what if your sister, you know, snapped at you and she said, huh, Maybe they were upset about something else and they snapped at you. Whatever it was, you don't know what people be going through. Romans 12:21 says, "Do not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Don't overcome evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. So, you know, I tell you what, all of us have been through hurt. All of us probably felt like retaliating, get back at the person, or saying something back. You know, sometimes people say, well, he said that to me. That's why I said that to him. Or she said that. That's why I said that to her, because she said something to me first. I'm talking about adults now. I'm off the children. Adults do it too. You know, you say something to somebody, and they didn't like the way you said it. So they say something back to you that's mean or nasty. No, maybe that day you didn't feel good or whatever it was. But so we're going to pray. I'm going to ask somebody to volunteer to pray. This is what I want you to pray for. I want you to pray for our grandchildren to be protected from rape or harassment. Who would like to volunteer to pray for that? State your name and just say, I'm going to do it.
This is Talana. I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus concerning our young children, be it male or female, concerning grandchildren, be it male or female. If they can take the echo off, I appreciate it.
Okay, hold on. I'll
Hallelujah.
Do it. Hold on. All right. Is that it? Did he do it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, concerning our children or our grandchildren. Father, we're asking, Lord God, that the angels that you have allowed, the three-thirds that are still, that were still and still praising you in heaven, that you would allow the angels to be around our children and our grandchildren, Lord, protecting them from the danger seen and unseen. We release our warring angels to work on their behalf. We release the guardian angels to work on their behalf. Lord God, we release even ministering angels to work on their behalf in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as they go, as they travel, as they go to school, as they go to different colleges, as this is the ending of a school season or a college season and many are graduating, Lord, I'm asking that you direct their steps, Lord, that they would go to the right job or the right place of business or right education continuously, Lord God, and not be harassed, not be harmed. Lord God, that you would give our children and our grandchildren wisdom with understanding. Lord God, that they would be able to be wise in making decisions. Lord God, so many times they go out and they're ready to go out and they're ready to get out into this world. And this world, some things in it can be so cruel, but Father, if they have wisdom and if they have direction and if you divinely connect them with someone, Lord God, in their circle of influence that would speak into their lives, that would give them direction on where to go, Lord God, and do it with integrity and do it with honor, Lord God, we will be so grateful. We're asking that that manifestation be a part of their life even now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, that not only would you protect them from the danger seen and unseen, but Lord God, even when they go to sleep at night, Father, we're thanking you in advance that they will have a restful sleep, that they will be alert, Lord God, of the things that they need to be alert of. And Lord God, dismiss the things that they need to dismiss. Give them their daily bread, that they will be well nourished in the name of Jesus. The bread, Lord God, that will give them life and life more abundantly. And Lord, we just thank you in advance, Lord God, for keeping them and watching over them in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. And Lord, to control their tongues, because sometimes, Lord, they want to say things that they shouldn't say. They have a learned behavior. But Lord God, as they're learning to be more disciplined and learning, Lord God, to go in different places, Lord God, I thank you for controlling their tongue. and giving them the wisdom in order to say the right things at the right time in front of the right people at the right place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. All right. So I'm going to ask Sister Nett. Sister Nett, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can you pray? Are you in a place you could pray?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Could you pray for God to remove any spirit of retaliation from us and our families?
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love and praise, we bless and honor you this day, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege and opportunity to gather in your name. You said where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. And so we thank you for the presence of the Lord being with us. And so, Lord God, as we come today, we want to repent, first of all, Father, asking you to forgive us for anything we've said, done, sins of omission, commission, secret faults, Father, presumptuous sins. Lord, forgive us, Lord God. Father, we want to have our slate clean, Lord God. We want to be right with you, Father. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit. And, Lord God, if we've done anything, oh, God, to anyone, Lord God, let us humble ourselves. If we have the opportunity to go and ask them for forgiveness in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to give us a forgiving spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, as we ask you to give that to us, we ask that people who have grudges or offenses or anything against us, misunderstandings, God, that you would open up their understanding and let them know, Father, that we all sin and come short of the glory of God. And, Father, let bygones be bygones, God, that we would be able to let the past be the past, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing on toward the prize of the high calling. So we pray, Lord God, that you would soften their hearts toward us, God, that they would not try to retaliate against us. Father, break up the heart, the stony heart. Give them a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just pray for any healing of emotions or feelings, Lord God, anything, Father, that would try to hinder us being reconciled to each other or being our relationships being restored. And so, Father, we just bind the spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus. We curse the very seed and root of it. We send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came. And, Lord God, we just loose love and peace and understanding, oh, God. And in Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Awesome prayer. And I this is what I want to say. I repent for offending anybody on the line. Please forgive me. It's not my intention. Sometimes, you know, I know I'm human, but that's not an excuse. But I want to say forgive me for offending anybody. I appreciate it. It's not my intention. Sometimes, you know, if I'm offended, sometimes I go into a shell and I may not communicate. But pray that the Lord will allow me to communicate things I need to communicate, and forgive and forget and move on and don't hold nothing against anybody. You know, I'm telling you, because sometimes I say, oh, I wonder why that happened. Why that happened? Why that happened? But anyway, I don't want to take offense. So, and I don't want you all to take offense either. So anytime, you know, I do anything to you, please call me and say, look, Sister G, you know what you said? Was that meant for me or whatever it was? Whatever it is, we are family. So in families, you know, sometimes we offend each other knowingly, unknowingly, unintentionally most of the time. So thank God for you all. Anybody want to add anything, say anything?
Yes, this is Talana. I am not forgiving you because I learned the lesson that you taught today. I listened, and you said eye for an eye. That's what I heard. So I am not forgiving you. I'm just kidding.
That wasn't, I know you're joking. That wasn't the title. It said an eye for an eye. Well,
I only heard that part. I only heard I for an eye. I ain't hear the rest of it.
I know. But I'm telling you what it was. All right. You done got her 2 cents in. Anybody else?
My sister, I heard a preacher say once, he said, eye for an eye will leave everybody blind.
Amen. Amen.
Sure will.
I receive that.
Yes, it will. And how can the blind lead the blind? We'll be falling in the ditch.
That's right.
Amen. Anybody else? We're going to have prayer time in just a few minutes. Anybody else? All right. That means nobody else want to say nothing, add nothing. We'll move on. I'm going to ask Sister Lainey, can you pray for baby Chloe, baby Zoe, and baby Kaiser? Let me see. Baby Zoe. Chloe, I'm sorry, she's been in the hospital since last week. She had an infection, but I talked to her mom last night, and hopefully she's going home today. And also, baby Kaiser, he's been taking chemo. He's not a year old yet. I didn't even know that they gave babies chemo. This is his second time.
Yeah.
Getting cancer, and he had to, you know, so Sister Lainey, if you could pray for them.
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we bring before you these beautiful children that you purpose in the earth. You gave them purpose. You allowed them to be born. Your words say that we were all born to bring glory to you, so we thank you, God, that there's glory that they are yet to be revealed in them, even through our prayers, even as we lift Zoe, Chloe, and Kaiser up to you. You're purposing them, even they're blessing us to know how to be intercessors, how to have compassion, and how to hear your heart towards the children and call them blessed in spite of what they've gone through. God, we thank you for those who are touching them, those who are analyzing what needs to be done to get them to a better place. Father, we know that we go through a process sometimes, and sometimes you can instantly heal or you take us through a process of healing. In the way we look at it, you are the healer. Doctors treat, but you are the healer. God, we pray for the comfort of these children, first of all, in their little bodies, in their minds. God, in Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus that you have set a guard on it so that the enemy won't set things into their hearts and their spirits. They will cause them long-term problems of rejection and dejection and that depression and that none of the things that are associated with long-term illness will become, they won't receive those negative things that the enemy sometimes tries to give. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that the grace and mercy of you and the favor of you, God, is upon them, even right now as we pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. You are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Even with the little children, you have the power to regulate their minds so they will know how to go through, even as young as they are. That you said in your word that you've given every one of us a measure of faith. A little piece of you is in all of us. So that connecting thread that make us know that you are God and you exist and you care and you love. I pray, God, for that kingdom connection in these children in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for their bodies, that from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, their nerves, tissue, blood vessels, muscles, joints, tissues, the nerves, or whatever part of their body that makes them who they are, the blood vessels, and God, the blood counts and all those things that they're watching and monitoring. God, I pray for you to show favor towards them. I give them the reports that they need. Praise God that they will be able to be released from the hospital and begin to approach a normal life to the point that they will know that you put super on their natural to give them power to heal. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the parents who are standing by their side, and we bind the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of of hopelessness, God. And God, you said that you give us hope that make us out of shame. And our hope is according to your word. We have to hope to the end for the grace that will be brought unto us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:13, you said to gird our loins with truth, prepare our hearts, get ready, put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. That we can be sober and expect you to show yourself strong in this situation. God, we bless them all in the name of Jesus. We come against any kind of anxiety or hurt or pain that will add to the problems that they are dealing with, add to the situation. God, we pray for a peaceful process. And in the midst of all of that, God, they will all be able to see your hand, your glory, your grace, and your mercy. And the end result of it all, we'll be able to say to God, be the glory for the things you have done. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Now we bind every spirit of infirmity that has assaulted these children, that has tried to hold them hostage. We declare and decree by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we filter their lives through the blood of Jesus, and we lay them at the foot of the empty cross, that they will be, when they rise up, they will be whole. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Glory Dean, would you pray for Sister Thelma's family in her loss, strength and comfort for her family?
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we want to thank you right now, God. As we give you glory, God, for the loss of our sister, that you begin to bless her family, God, that they'll not think on it and cry and worry. God, let them begin to believe. Hey, she's in a better place. She's not suffering. She wanted to be with the Lord. She's happy to be with the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that the family shall begin to see this, God. They shall begin to see she's in a better place. She's not suffering anymore. And it's a good thing that she's with the Lord. We don't know the day that we're going to die, when it's time to die. We don't know. So we can't pinpoint when we're going to die or when or where or how or whatever. But I thank you, Lord, that you bless this family, God, that you give them the peace, God. The peace that surpasses all understanding that keeps the heart and the mind. And God, you say in your word that according to Psalms 29:11, you give strength to your people and you bless them with your peace. I'm asking God with that scripture, give them strength, Father. Give them strength to go forth, God, with love and joy that everything's all right, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and for them to begin to look at how they're going to live the rest of their lives so they can make it in a way that they can be happy, God. We thank you, Lord, that they begin to think on themselves. I want to be like my mother. I want to be like my auntie. I want to be like my grandmother. I want to be like they was. I want to be ready. And I thank you, Lord, that you're beginning to put the things in their hearts, God, that they should look at to satisfy God, get their lives together. It's time to look at their lives now and to begin to please the Lord, to please the Lord thy God in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for Psalm 29:11, God. That's the psalm I give to them, Father, that you give them strength, Father, and you give them peace to go forth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Sister Jeanette. Can you pray for Prophetess Ernestine Lawson's husband, Prophet John? He was in the hospital. He had a bad pains in his head, but we're praying that he's, you know, much better.
All right, Father God, we thank you for Sister Lawson, Lord God. We thank you for the blessing that she is to us and to the kingdom of God, Father. And Father, you said that you are concerned about everything that we are concerned about. And Lord, her husband has been sick, Father. And we ask you, Lord God, for your mercy and grace to abound toward him in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Father, every lying symptom that would try to come against him, Father, we take authority. We cast down every imagination, every high thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring thoughts of healing into his mind. We bring thoughts of sickness and fear. We bring those down in the name of Jesus, and we curse the very seed and root of it. And, Father, fear, they say, is false evidence, I'm saying, trying to appear real. And so, Father, all the false evidence, God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of stress, anxiety, and worry. We break the threefold cord over his life in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just lose peace, rest, and trust in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We speak to the blood vessels, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that the blood would flow. You said life is in the blood. And so we speak life to him, God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, life to his blood, Father, that the blood would flow normal in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we speak to the spirit of pain in the name of Jesus. We curse it. We send it back to the pits of hell from whence it came in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that he would come into alignment, physical alignment, spiritual alignment to your word, that by your stripes he is healed. So we speak life over him, Father. You said that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And, Father, as you said in Psalm, I think it's Psalm 118, that I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And so we speak life over him, Father. Life, 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 life. Let him rise up, O God. Father, let your glory be upon him, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray for his wife, Lord God, that you give her strength in the name of Jesus. We pray that mercy and grace would abound toward them during this time in the name of Jesus, Father. We just pray that you would loose labors across their path that would encourage and strengthen them in Jesus' name. And, Father, we ask you to strengthen her husband even as we pray. Move him from strength to strength, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, Father, let the blood prevail. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there any, are there any prayer requests?
Eric Warren, Jackie Wales, health concerns.
Say that again, Eric Warren and Jackie Wells.
Eric Warren is trying to decide if he wants to try to live through his treatment to get better or to just sleep away. He's confused.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Can someone pray for Sister Lanny's request? Lori Dean, can you pray for Eric Warren and Jackie Wells?
Oh, that he'll get well, yeah, because he didn't know whether he wanted to receive treatment or not. Is that the one? Praise God.
Right.
Well, Father God, we just pray for, okay, we pray for Eric right now, Father God. We feel as though Eric is in pain. Eric feel like he can't make it. He just feel like this is the end. But, Father God, the Bible says, if you can't believe, all things are possible to him that believe. And I think it's possible for our brother Eric. And we come against every demonic force of hell trying to make him think that he cannot be healed. Satan, we demand and command you right now to get your filthy, dirty hands and your mind off. Get away from Eric right now. Try to get him to think that God cannot heal him when the Bible says by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. Hallelujah. And our brother is going to begin to say the things of God. And I thank you, Lord, that someone will reach him and let him know the word that they will get to him and let him know that he doesn't have to die. He doesn't have to be sick like he is. Believe in God. Know what Jesus Christ did on the cross for him. The 39 stripes he did not take for nothing. That blood was shed for all of us. Anything he got, that healer was in there. And Eric, we want you to know that you need to just say Jesus. Just say Jesus. Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, he's going to come into your life and begin to change it. And maybe that's what you need to do. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take care of me. Believe that I can believe you. Come into my heart. Let me know that you're real, that you're the Son of God. Jesus came. He's your son. And he came on that cross and healed me. I thank you, Lord, that Eric is going to change. We bind every demonic force of hell away from Derek with his mind, soul, and spirit, that he's going to begin to believe the words that has been spoken to him by God, what God is, who he is, and that he's a healer. And he sent his word to heal us. And I thank you, Lord, Eric, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, this day, Eric is going to be healed. His mind is going to be different. It now won't be thinking the same way. God, give Eric that strength. Give Eric that strength that is needed right now. And that word that he's going to hear is the word that he's going to hear that's going to give him strength. And we thank you, Lord, that we'll continue to pray that Eric is going to make it and Eric going to understand different and know what the scriptures say, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, Eric is healed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against him in judgment is condemned, because he's, as we hope he is and is, a child of God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, for Eric. And we give you glory, God. And we give you praise in Jesus' precious name, our Lord. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right. Solana, can you pray for Jackie Wells? What's the concern for Jackie, Sister Lanny?
Jackie has crippled arthritis, and her treatment for the arthritis created cancer in her body. And so she can't take the treatment for the she's in pain. The cancer is there, but the main arthritis is all over her body, and it's she can't take any medicine for it because it aggravates the cancer. They gave her up in October, but she's still here. She's in hospital.
Amen.
She's a fighter.
All right, Solana, can you pray for Jackie Wells' healing? Oh, I'm sorry.
Amen.
Solana, can you pray for Jackie Wells' healing?
Lord, we come to you concerning Jackie. Lord God, we pray for her. Her health, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know that you strengthen her. And Daddy, we know that you are the great physician. Not only do we know that you're the great physician, but we know that you are Jehovah Rapha, the one that healeth thee. So, Lord God, your timing, she's in your hands. I ask for the pain to ease in her body. I ask for her mind to be renewed by your word, that, Lord God, she can grasp your word and have that faith that's like that mustard seed, that, Lord God, according to your word, that it says that by your stripes we are healed, that, Lord God, if she can grasp that word, if she can receive it, Lord God, and believe, Lord God, without a shadow of a doubt, that healing is her portion, that healing is her virtue. And Lord God, let it be. Timing is not a thing for you, Daddy. Timing means nothing to you. So when doctors give people up, and when doctors say this, and when doctors say that, you can come in and work a miracle. We've seen you do it before, time and time again. We've seen it done. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm just asking for a manifested miracle to come into this young woman's life, Jackie. I'm asking for a manifested miracle to work through her organs, through her bones. Lord God, I'm asking for a manifested miracle to be her lot, Lord God. And anything that would come to try to disrupt that, anything that would come to disrupt your purpose and your plan for her, Lord God, let it be removed in Jesus' name. Lord God, let her even, Lord God, be with someone that would allow her to take communion if it need be, Lord God. And, Lord God, that she would receive the total healing and total virtue, total pain-free that you desire in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to close out.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your holy presence, and we say thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. You're so amazing. You're so, oh, my God, awesome. You're a supernatural God. Nothing is impossible to you. So, Father, I lift up everyone who came on, everyone who's on Wednesday midweek Bible study. I pray for their families, oh, God, unity, love, strength, healing, whatever is need. You know the needs, oh, God, because you're with them. You will never leave them nor forsake them, oh, God. And, Father, as we come close off the line, but not from your presence, we ask you to walk with us and talk with us and be a lamp and a light to our pathway. And, Father, even as you are with each one of us in our various homes or various cities and states, Lord God, I pray a hedge of protection around all of us. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And I thank you for our families being in a safe place in you as well, oh, God. So, Father, you know each and every person, what their needs are. You're the one who can meet every need, oh, God. So we just come thanking you for everything that you've done for all of us. We appreciate you, Lord God. We bless you today. We honor you as the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Love y'all.
Talk to y'all. Amen. Love you too.
Love you and everyone else. And God bless.
Amen.
All right.
Thank
you.
Good afternoon.
Amen.